Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita here on Sunday, September 13th, 2015. My name is Sucharita, and I'm happy to be able to log in today. We've been having some technical issues on my end, and I apologize for the delay, although it seems that Ganesha is playing with us. And why I'm saying that, for those of you who are new, welcome to this program. You're going to find that it's a really great program to understand the teachings of Dr. Pillai and how to apply them in your life. And our experience has been with the members here over the past couple of years that we've been joining, that the tips and tools and all the heads up that we get from our Vedic astrologer, Radha, and all the members here joining in conversation every week, we understand more and more about how to use the teachings in our life and what to expect in the days and months ahead. So today I was having some technical issues, and I was a little delayed in getting started with my day here. And I was the first message that came was my Skype was going a little crazy. I had all these messages that had all of a sudden come in, and they were coming in from the past couple of days, and I'm like, what? How did I miss these messages? And one message in particular, the first one that I went to was from Vali. She's a Vedic astrologer as well, and she helps out with the Phonemic Intelligence. She's one of the directors there. And so she pings me on Skype and says, can you talk about Ganesha? And I said, oh, my goodness, of course I can, because it's Ganesha's birthday. And we've been trying to put up the Ganesha recordings, or the call that we had last week. I don't know if that got put up, but maybe, Radha, you can let me know on the Sundays with Sucharita blog. But we've been having some real technical challenges, and Ganesha is trying to give us the sign that, come on, your challenges are here, but you're not calling on me to remove these issues before they even start. Because whenever we start a project or partway through the project, and it's not just a project, it can be an issue in our lives, like a relationship challenge. Things are going smoothly, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, something happens, and it flips us on our head. And, you know, it's like, what just happened? How did this happen? Everything was going smoothly, and why did they say that? Or why am I feeling this way about the relationship? Or our finances. We'll be saving, and we'll be gaining all this savings, and we're investing our time and money and energy wisely. We're getting good returns. And then all of a sudden, there's a huge expense that comes out of somewhere. Or we find ourselves spending unnecessarily. All of a sudden, we're like, oh, my God, where did all the money go this month? And then we look at it and we go, oh, wow, I didn't need that. I didn't need that. I didn't need this. I didn't. And it adds up, right? So Ganesha makes us to be more responsible. Same with our health. You know, out of nowhere, we can have a health issue. And it doesn't matter how healthy we think we are. If the karma is going to come, it's going to come. So it's a cue for us in real time to call on Ganesha, because there have been so many obstacles. And so what do? Naturally, we get into anxiety or fear, or we think about the past or too far into the future. And that's where Dr. Pillai says the ultimate teaching is about living in the now. Right now, what are you going to do? Are you going to be in anxiety? Are you going to be in fear? Are you going to be in doubt? Are you going to think about the past and all the things that you did and then bring it into the present? Or are you going to jump ahead too much to the future and bring all that worry and anxiety in? Because it hasn't happened. The past is gone, so it's not happening. The future hasn't happened, so it's not happening. So what's happening now is it's the opportunity, as Dr. Pillai says, if we want to really get a handle on our thoughts and manifest those thoughts, all our wonderful desires that we have, then we can't have anxiety. We can't have fear overriding. Yes, it's natural to be a human being and have all those emotions and have those memories, because we all have a history and we have patterns and we have behaviors, but we don't let them run us. So calling on Ganesha is a really powerful thing to do. And so as I was going through these technical issues this morning, I was like, oh my God, I had a heads up the first thing in the morning that there were technical issues there. And the first message I read related to that technical issue was, can you talk about Ganesha? So Vali had said, Dr. Pillai really wants us to participate. If we can, if it's in our budget, he really, really wants us to participate in bringing Ganesha's energy to the earth plane during his birthday. His birthday is coming up on the 17th, I believe it is, in the Eastern Daylight Savings Time calendar. So the New York calendar has it on the 17th. And that is actually the sun transiting into Virgo. So it's also a really powerful placement for the sun to be transiting, because the sun represents our soul, and it's going to illuminate the natural sixth house matters, which Radha is going to talk about today. And also, it's transiting Virgo, so it wants us to pin down and look at those moments in our lives, or those details in our lives. So, such as our, if we go one way or the other, if we're in anxiety, or if we're in fear, or if we're in doubt, that's a pinpoint detail in our life, a behavior that pervades all the way through. It's like a thread, right? You know, when you're sewing, you sew each stitch, and each stitch makes something in the material. So what we want to do is we want to pull out the stitches that are going off that line of what we want to sew, right? So those stitches that are going off can be like fear, anxiety, and all the rest, and it makes a bad pattern or a bad patchwork or a seam, right? So we want to, pay attention to our thoughts to the point where we just go, no, this thought, no good. This thought, no. This thought is really good. Hey, this is great. I want this to be fulfilled. And then all of a sudden you'll, stitch all those little threads, and the stitches will become this really nice seam, and it'll make a nice piece of material, garment, whatever it is that you're working on. Not necessarily you're working on, the tailor can be working on it, but you're tailoring your own life, right? So I'm just using it as a metaphor. So we can just see in our lives how each emotion that we have, or each challenge that we have, which is kind of related to how we think about an issue or a situation, isn't it? So really, our life, we need some challenges in our life, because then we won't grow. If you don't challenge yourself, you won't grow spiritually. You won't grow physically towards, better health and well-being. You won't grow mentally if you don't challenge yourself at work or at your home, or you won't grow socially if you don't challenge yourself to get out there and mix and mingle with people. So Ganesha was giving a great clue today about his birthday coming up, and it's coming up in a few days. We talked about it last week. And that was a challenge there, because we couldn't get it onto the blog, which hopefully it will be there, the talk anyways, and the meditation. We'll do another meditation today so that you can experience Ganesha personally. Last week people were sharing that during the calls, and afterwards they were sharing in the emails, because not everybody wants to speak on the call. That's fine. But we can. They were saying that they could really experience Ganesha's energy. So if you haven't experienced that yet, at the level that you want to experience it, not from what you've done before in the past, you could have prayed to Ganesha your whole life, but his energy is really available right now. And then when we go deeply into the meditation, he's going to have a specific message for you. And we'll talk about that as we're going through the meditation, as we're going through the process, so that you can be really alert about where your thoughts are going and how they are contributing to you not having your goal fulfilled, or not experiencing success in some areas of your life versus other areas of your life, and all the rest. That's what Ganesha is all about. He's about success. He's about self-esteem. He's about making things to be prosperous in your life. He's always associated with Saraswati and Lakshmi, because he wants you to use your wisdom, your make decisions wisely. And he wants you to not be so caught up in all the drama around you, all that energy around you that is swirling at any given moment in time. And it's coming from the past, it's coming from the future, it's not coming from the now, because if you're totally, completely empty in the space, in the now, then you are in a realm of the unknown. And when you're in that realm of the unknown, that's where the divine says, wow, you've quieted your mind so much. You've focused your attention so much. I have to make you prosperous. I have to bring in Lakshmi consciousness. I have to bring in all that, everything that represents happiness on the earth plane, which is Lakshmi consciousness. You know, I have to give that to you because you qualify. So if you're in the who, what, where, when, why mode, because Virgo will also do that. So Sun in Virgo is going to say, be so detailed, so caught up in the analysis that you're going to be paralyzed in that. You know, you won't be able to move, not paralyzed to the point of physical. But sometimes it is like that. You know, you just can't even know, you don't even know which direction to go. Or you feel like you're just going around and around in circles like a zombie. You know, I remember one time Dr. Ply said, you know, he looked at me, he said, you're like a zombie. I said, wow, okay. It was a real wake-up call. It hurt. But it was a real wake-up call because I was just on my spiritual path and in my material pursuits, just like a robot. So, you know, what was so different from when I had, he told me that about 10 years ago. And in those 10 years, the past 10 years, prior to that, which is about the time I met him, I was going in life like just a robot. Just a zombie, just, you know, going after things and having success and this and that. But I was so empty to, you know, not be awakened to the beauty in life and all the love and joy, all the true wealth that comes from at that level of the soul. So I wasn't connecting with people at the level of the soul. And so when we connect with people at the level of the soul, then we are connecting with the highest intelligence. And then that fulfills us. We feel so light, and we feel so much divinity coming in. So the sun is going to focus on the kind of the details in our life, how we deal with details, information, because it's ruled by the sign of Mercury. The planet of Mercury. Mercury also is about intelligence at that really subtle level. So it can really sharpen your intuition so that you don't get too bogged down in details, the what, where, when, why, how. The intellect doesn't get too caught up, because Mercury is a fast-moving planet too. So this is great for everybody who is like that, because they can quickly, like the air, because that represents, Mercury represents air, you know, can just move really quickly. So when you're doing your mantras, you can really go deeply to that detailed, if you know what your pattern is. So if you know you're fearful or you have anxiety, or you don't know you're fearful and have anxiety, that then you're in zombie mode like I was, right? Because you're just numb. So it will help to penetrate through that. It will pierce through that and unveil, oh my God, I have fear, I have anxiety. I better just get putting some more mantras in there, some more practice in there. So to do that, you know, Ganesha will help to bust through that, right? Because it's once a year that we can celebrate his birthday, because it's a a vortex of energy that is created across the planet. There are thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of temples. And people who pray to Ganesha all around the world, not just in India, everywhere around the world. And then here we are online with Dr. Pillai, who's bringing in such high, high intelligence, meaning the highest light that's coming in, that opening for Ganesha to come in instantaneously and dissolve away your problems, dissolve away the challenges. And you don't even have to know how he did it. So Dr. Pillai would like us to sponsor the clay Ganeshas. It's a ritual that's offered through Astrobed Amplify Center. And you can smash coconuts as well. And that you don't do it, obviously, but it's done in your name and in your birth star. And that energy is part of your soul's purpose. It will reveal more and more about what your soul's purpose is and why you are doing things that are helping you to either progress in life or go backwards. So they're eco-friendly, so people are saying, oh my God, you know, you're making all these clay statues and then putting them into the ocean after the rituals and remedies are done. They dissolve. It's clay, it's like mud, you know, so it just gets dissolved right away. And that's the beauty of this secret technology, is that all the offerings, all the prayers that you do, knowing that this is being done on your behalf, and the priests are all, the Vedic specialists are all there in India, and there's thousands of these Ganeshas lined up. I've been in India when they do it, and it spans rooms and buildings. Because of all the people who are sponsoring them. So you can sponsor them not only for yourself, but also for your family and friends. I do it every year for people I know who are really struggling and really suffering. And I don't know anything else to do for them because, you know, you can't interfere too much in people's lives, even if they are your family members. Or really close friends or your spouse or whatever. But you can call on the divine. Ganesha will do that. His energy is available during this time to dissolve away so that you can see from that point on his birthday, you did this thing. The intention was to pray for yourself, for the person you're sponsoring or people you're sponsoring, and then watch through that whole year. Observe through the whole year after that what happened with those people in your lives. Including yourself, of course. But you don't even tell them you're doing it. They don't have to know. They can if they're open to it. That's fine. But what I've seen over the years is, wow, this really does work. It's like nothing you can say or do will help these people, you know? And you don't want to interfere in their lives because they're not open to it. But at the soul level, that's their highest level, and your highest level is coming together, and the divine is deciding, okay, there's a reason you guys all came together in this lifetime, whether you get along or not. Maybe the reason that we're all here is to awaken to that possibility that the divine can come in, intervene, and do what needs to be done to the level of the karma that can be removed, because our karma is there to teach us. So it might awaken at the soul level some things for your loved ones or your family members or friends. You can even do it for work situations where there's problems at work and you don't know what to do and you just want harmony in the workplace. Or you want harmony between your co-workers, or you want harmony between your boss and you. So you can sponsor the Ganesha coconut busting or the eco-friendly clay Ganesha statues. And with that intention, please dissolve the blocks for me to have a better relationship with my coworkers, my colleagues, and also for my bosses, or my business partner, or my clients, my customers. So the technology is not to do just, hey, general, get rid of the obstacles. Be really specific. Be really detailed. Sun moving into Virgo is asking, hey, I'm setting this up for you guys. This is a really powerful time for you to tune in when the energy is really great. It's one of the best transit signs and houses for the sun. So that means that your soul's desire will get manifested really naturally, easy, smooth. So all the parameters around this time, it holds the space for obstacles to be removed. So every clay ganesh or coconut that you offer through this service, that you are getting your prayer answered for that. So you write down your prayers and say, okay, this coconut is going to be for this, or this is going to be for this. This is going to be for this. Do you write that in the astrovet? I don't know. I don't think so, but maybe you do. But if you can, just write it down for yourself and say, okay, I'm offering 9 clay ganeshes. And then this is for so-and-so, this is for so-and-so, this is for so-and-so, all your list. Then coconuts, this. That's like, I don't know, it's not even too much, right? And if you can look at what that would be over the whole year, the benefit it would be to those people and to you over the whole year, that's like a huge return on your investment. So, again, it's something that will resonate with some of you. Some of you, it may not resonate with you, but why not check it out? Try it out. And then only the divine will decide based on your sincerity and on your faith and on your utter positivity. I am doing this and this without the fear, without anxiety. Putting that in the space actually creates more blocks. But, you know, it's natural to feel that way. But just check it and say, no, I'm doing this. I'm going to forget about it. I'm going to leave it at the feet of the divine. I know that this is a great investment. It's going to grow. I'm going to be excited. I'm going to watch for all those changes in those people's lives, in the areas of my life that I would like to see the shifts, see betterment, see success, feel success, experience it. Transform those relationships. Transform my ability to move ahead in life. Because that's what Ganesha does. He gives you success. So, without too much more background or giving you the heads up about Ganesha, because Rod is going to talk about that. And she has a great way of sharing with everyone in a very focused manner that you can take the information and put it into your practice right away. Not practice as in just your mantra practice or your meditation practice, but practical steps in your life. So practical ways that you can see, oh, if I just do this, then that will help me to, say for example, someone uses gum is the mantra for Ganesha, G-U-M. That's the seed mantra. And they just say it every time they're going driving and they live in the city and they need to get a parking spot. Or they need to go to the bank and they don't want to have any lineups. And they have to go, you know, do whatever they got to do. And they just do gum, 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 gum with the intention that the energy is moving from the base of the spine up into the, you know, piercing all the chakras into the third eye. And they just do that, just, you know, as they're driving and then all, as they're getting closer and then they're laughing because there's a spot right in front of the building or there's no lineup at the bank or wherever they have to go, right? Or they go into the office to talk to the boss. And even though they know that this is going to be a bad day, something happens. Ganesha removes the obstacle, and then the meeting gets canceled or it gets postponed to a better time, right? Or you have to talk to your son, wife, daughter, husband. You know, you can be like anxiety ridden. Then Ganesha comes in, he dissolves it, so that all of a sudden you don't have to initiate it. They are, and then things can turn out in a more favorable way. Or your friends. You know, so this is very practical information, very practical tips that Radha is going to give us that will help our lives to unfold in a whole new way. And then when we start to experience that day after day, that becomes our life. That becomes the miracles that you thought, oh my God, this is never going to change. That's what a miracle is that you're setting yourself up for those miracles to keep being present in your life, and you be present to them. So miracles are happening for people, but they keep focusing on the negative, what's not happening. And then that's where all their thought manifestation goes. Okay, so it seems very simple to see, but to do in our life, that's what Rod is going to tell us. Here's the practical things that you do as soon as you go into that down the rabbit hole where it's just going to be winding down and you're not even above ground, right? And then you find that, oh, I don't need to be down here. I'm not a rabbit. I can be above, right? So, and then things move really quickly. And it's all about rabbits. They're all about creativity and producing things in your life. You know, not just having kids, but you know, making everything happen really quickly. Busting through. Everybody loves a little bunny. Right. So let's get into a state of receptivity where we can experience Ganesha at a whole new level. It doesn't matter how long we've been meditating or practicing or doing remedies for Ganesha. This is the now. So if we want to get the most out of the now, then we forget about everything that's happened up until this point. You don't pay attention to it. If those thoughts come up, those thoughts are there for you to say, Ganesha, remove it now. And then experience that, how he does it. So for those of you who don't know who Ganesha is, he's an elephant-headed being. He has a pot belly, and he has a mouse as his vehicle. He controls the mouse because he's so big. But the mouse is like those little details in our life that can take us down a bad path, you know, or the details in our life that can take us to a really great path, right? So he will control that, and then he will dissolve all that who, what, where, when, why, how questions. And it doesn't mean that you don't ask those questions anymore. You just ask them knowing that the divine is going to bring to your attention, here's how it's going to get fulfilled. Here's the how of it. Here's the why it's happening. Here's the what is happening. Here's the where you're going with it. Here's the who is going to be around to support you. Or who you're being in all of it. That's all divine. So you'll still have those questions, but you'll just say, okay, divine, show me. Ganesha, show me. Not show my brain and help me to think. Because that's just making me to go down the rabbit hole. And then go on to AstroVid or PlyCenter.com and then read about Ganesha and see what resonates with you. And at minimum, sponsor a clay Ganesha or a coconut for one of your family members. You just order it and then in your own mine, you say this, I'm ordering 9 coconuts, for example, or 9 Ganeshas. There are 9 people in my life I want to see in this next year if they have had made progress. And that will be due to Ganesha's grace. So enjoy your week. And then those of you who are going to stay, we will have the open discussion now. I hope, Radha, you're available. Are you ready to do the talk about the sun transiting into Virgo? Yeah, so I think you can. Oh, dear. Can you try again? I just unmuted.
Good morning.
Ah, there you are. Good morning, Radha. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. And yay, the technology is working.
Gum, gum, gum.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm sure you have some stories of your own to share about Ganesha, and then also thanks for giving the sun transit into Virgo. So I'll just get off now, and you can go ahead.
Okay, great. Yeah, but feel free to chime in anytime.
Sure. Okay, Rhonda.
I'm looking forward to Ganesha's birthday, and I'm thinking of just starting today, actually, because in India when they have those clay Ganeshas that they put your name on it and your birth star, they do rituals for them for like 3 days, and so it's like a multiple day thing. Imagine it's towards his birthday itself or later in the week when they actually submerge him into the ocean, and then they've been absorbing so much of our karma, and then it just gets dissolved. So I'm looking forward to that, to have a bunch of obstacles removed. And, just turning our attention to the sun entering Virgo, which is going to happen later this week. Just a quick review. Our sun, it's a star. It has tremendous amount of energy and light and intelligence. And here, we're here on the earth plane, and we literally revolve around the sun. Our world revolves around the sun. And without the sun, there could be no life on Earth at all. And in Vedic astrology, the sun symbolizes your soul, activity, the king, and your father. And as you know, every month, the sun transits into a different zodiac sign, and it really lights it up. So from September 17th through October 17th, the sun is going to be transiting through the sign of Virgo. And Virgo is the most practical and detail-oriented of all the signs. It's ruled by Mercury, and Mercury is a planet of intellect, communication, business, and wealth. In Sanskrit, Virgo is called Kanya. And Virgo, or Kanya, it has a symbol, which is a virgin who's in a boat with grains in one hand and a light in the other hand. So the virgin symbolizes purity and love of the goddess energy. And grains can be thought of, the grains are the staff of life. So it shows us that Virgo energy is really in touch with how to survive and with practical things. And then the light is the light of higher consciousness. So Virgo has a lot to do with being detail-oriented, with doing service, with health issues, with purification, managing the details, with having a drive for perfection and impeccability. So one important theme for Virgo is perfection through purification. And having sun in Virgo, as Sutrita mentioned, it's going to be illuminating the details in our lives. And at the same time, Virgo reminds us that deep inside those material details is pure divine energy. It's because Virgo is also associated with the goddess energy. And goddess energy includes the city powers or supernatural powers that Dr. Pillai teaches about. And it's interesting to note that one time Dr. Pillai said, I forget in which video it was or if it was an event, but he noted that a lot of billionaires were born with Sun in Virgo in their birth charts. And it's also interesting that towards the end of this transit, the powerful nine nights of the goddess are going to start. And that's when a flood of goddess energy comes to the earth plane. So Virgo is also the natural sixth house of the zodiac. It's going to be a different house for you personally. It could be house number 1 through 12 for you personally, depending on your own birth chart. But for all of us in the world in general, Virgo is the natural sixth house of the zodiac. We start with Aries as the first house and just counting six houses, we get to Virgo. And the sixth house energy can include a lot of material problems, such as diseases, debts, enemies, and litigations. But don't worry, please don't worry. When the Sun is going through the sixth house, it's actually considered one of the more favorable transits for the Sun. And the sixth house is a type of zodiac house that can most definitely get better with time when we do remedies. And a very good remedy for any of these obstacles is to invoke Maruga and his weapon, the Bell, because he's a specialist in destroying debts, disease, enemies, and legal problems. Even credit card debt, he specializes in removing that. And the other remedy is to do selfless service. And then you may experience healing powers and other spiritual powers. So with the Sun in the natural sixth house, it's going to be a good time to serve and protect others. And the Sun is going to be, you know, giving energy to deal with conflicts, to deal with lawsuits, enemies, to work on reducing or eliminating the debts, and also to take action to improve your health. And it's really great that this transit is kicking off on Ganesha's birthday. You know, that's the big, big opportunity that happens once a year to dissolve an immense amount of obstacles and karma. And there are quite a few important events coming up during the next 4 weeks when Sun is in Virgo. So let's just go over a quick timeline of the big events. The first one is that Sun is actually entering Virgo this Thursday, September 17th, at 2:45 a.m. in the morning Eastern Time. Of course, there are no lines in the sky, so it's not like, it's kind of more like a gradual process, I think. But the official timing is 2:45 a.m. And so this day is also Ganesha's birthday. It's a special power day when he can remove the most stubborn obstacles in your life. And Ganesha has an elephant head, he has a pot belly, and he rides on a mouse. And he's a specialist in seeing the unseen obstacles and destroying them. He's super intelligent, and he's super fast. Dr. Pillai has some really, really fascinating YouTube videos on Ganesha that you may want to check out. Like, he talks about the Ganesha worship is even happening in Japan. And he talks about the form of Ganesha that never fails. And he, in one video, he calls Ganesha an angel of success. And it's easy to find these videos. You can just do a search on YouTube for Pillai Center Ganesha. And I saw on Astrovet's website that had an interesting quote, which is, for Ganesha, all circumstances of life are but fleeting moments of multiple possibilities. And I like this because it means that with Ganesha, we never are stuck. And we're all invited to enjoy Astrovid's two Ganesha fire ritual webcasts. They're free. You can participate if you like by proxy, or you can just you don't have to. It's free for everyone to watch. And the first one, you can find them on Astrovid's homepage, but the first one's actually September 16th at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And the second one will be September 17th at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. So Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. But anyway, more about that same day, September 17th. Another thing is happening, which is Mercury is going retrograde. And this is important because Mercury is the owner of Virgo. And Mercury is also, coincidentally, exalted in Virgo, which means he's extra powerful. And then when he goes retrograde, it makes him extra, extra powerful. So just as a review, Mercury is associated with intelligence, communication, technology like computers, wealth, and thinking and analyzing, discriminating, doing business, and he's even associated with astrology. So definitely during this time period, pay attention to the details, double check your work, and be careful with communication and technology. There's one more planet that's also in Virgo, along who's going to be there. Rahu, the shadow planet, is also going to be in Virgo alongside Mercury and Sun. So it's quite a few planets. Rahu is a planet of innovative thinking and new technologies. Rahu feels comfortable in Virgo and can bring in a deeply healing energy, and often the healing could come through unconventional or new types of modalities. And Rahu is also associated with unusual things, with foreigners, with toxicity, obsessions, addictions, out of the ordinary experiences. And Rahu can help us to make friends with new technologies. So just to sum up on that is, you know, take care with the details, explore the details, love the details, and be ready for possibly some innovative or out of the ordinary insights that may come or experiences. And then, okay, the second item in our timeline is five Saturdays for wealth. Each Saturday, starting with this coming Saturday, each one is going to have a lot of Vishnu energy for creating prosperity. So these are going to be really good days to do your prosperity meditations, rituals, and for taking actions to work on increasing your wealth. And there'll be a link on the blog that will give you, that you can read more about it on Astrovid if you like. And speaking of wealth creation, there's a new Facebook group called Shreem Brzee Wealth Mantra, and they just started this week. It's really neat. Members support each other in practicing the Shreem Brzee Mantra, and which was taught by Dr. Pillai. It's for creating wealth and for destroying any type of scarcity consciousness. So that's you can find that pretty easily on Facebook, but there'll also be a link to it in the blog. Now, let's see, our third thing on our timeline is the Great Initiation by Dr. Pillai. He's going to have a special initiation webcast on Sunday, September 27th, 2 weeks from now. That's also going to be the full moon day. I'm sure that's not a coincidence because the full moon day is such a powerful day to do spiritual practices and also to create prosperity and goddess consciousness. So that's going to be a great opportunity. And let's see here. The fourth item on our calendar is the Ancestors Fortnight. It's called Mahalaya, and it's a two-week period. It starts right after the day after Dr. Pillai's initiation webcast. It'll be September 28th through October 12th. This is when all of your ancestors come to the earth plane and they stay with you. And just imagine if all your living family members and the deceased family members that you know, that you've actually known, imagine if they all came to stay with you for 2 weeks and they just would be hanging out with you 24/7. It, definitely there's potential that it could be a fun experience, but there could also be some conflicts. There could be some stress and strain with certain relatives. And now consider that all of us have literally thousands and tens, I don't know how many thousands of ancestors that we don't even know about. We know about some of them, but we don't even know the majority of them. And many of our ancestors could have had, they could have led difficult lives of suffering financially, suffering with diseases, suffering with painful relationship problems, addictions, etc. So these 2 weeks are going to be a very important time to do tarpanum offerings to your ancestors each day, because you can help them to cross. Doing this, it's very simple, but doing this, you can help them to cross into the light and become happy and at peace. And when they are happy and at peace, you are going to be happy and successful and at peace too, because they're going to be giving you the positive thoughts. They're not going to be giving you the negative thoughts of suffering anymore. They're going to give you the positive thoughts and the happiness. And let's see. Oh, so the last thing on our timeline is Navaratri is going to begin. It's towards the end of this time period. It's going to be starting on October 13th. And those are the nine nights of the goddess. The sun is really going to be lighting up goddess energy at that time. And I think we can talk more about it as we get closer to then, I'm sure. But for now, the take-home message for the next 4 weeks is that the sun is going to be illuminating the details of our lives so we can confront obstacles like diseases, debts, enemies, legal problems, and triumph over them. Invoke Ganesha to remove the obstacles and so that we can embrace and live the goddess energy. And this information is going to be posted on the Sundays with Sucharita blog on PalaiCenter.com. It's going to be posted later on today. And also, today's call recordings are going to be there, too. So I hope everyone has a great month and would love to hear from you. And would love to hear from Sucharita. We have a lot going on this week and this month. And what's your take on all these upcoming energetic vortices that we have?
Oh, great. Always great when you share this information, because it makes me to really focus, Radha, on, you know, all the things that have happened in the past. I can't think about those anymore. I have to think about, okay, so everything has happened in the past. That's fine. Here's where we are now. And these four big events that are coming up. As you were saying, Ganesha's birthday, it's going to create this energy that will, or this force field, or this path for me to walk on in life, knowing that Ganesha is walking with me and that energy will be with me to dissolve away all obstacles. And then so when that's getting dissolved away, the path is getting cleared, then there's going to be this great initiation coming from Guru, from the spiritual teacher, Dr. Palai, who's going to give us the ability to experience wealth consciousness. So it's not just having things miraculously show up in your life here and there. We want to feel that energy and think really high thoughts about ourselves, about our wealth, how we can create that in our lives. And so the sun is pointing. The sun represents our soul. So the sun is pointing, or will be pointing, to those areas of our life in detail. Hey, what are you doing about your health? Just all that energy will come and say, here's how you can manifest better wealth. Those thoughts will come to you, not the other thoughts. And then because Guru's grace and that great initiation, that energy, will dispel everything that's blocking you from seeing what the better thoughts are and from seeing which thoughts are going to help you to manifest when, so you don't get too far ahead of yourself or you don't miss out. And so that wealth consciousness will be, it's like an energy, you'll be like this magnet. And you'll magnetize yourself towards those healthy situations or the wealth consciousness, how to save, start saving your money instead of spending it. Because you can get a lot of money, but if you have spending consciousness, you will waste it and you'll go cuckoo thinking, how come I'm spending so much, right? So that wealth consciousness, as you'll see with people around the world who have a lot of wealth, they know how to invest and they know how to save and they know how where to put their money when and in what things that are going to be bringing a better return. And then wealth is also related to your relationships. If you have bad relationships, then you are not going to, you know, be feeling like you're fulfilled. So wealth is related to fulfillment, right? Being full, being having abundant, having everything. So your soul will be soaking up all this great initiation teachings from Dr. Pillai around the end of the month, which is 2 weeks after this transit of the sun saying, okay, pay attention to this, pay attention to this. Wealth consciousness, build wealth. And you might even have ideas to do a business. You've thought about it and thought about it, but it's never manifested. This is the time. And it might be really innovative because you were saying, you know, Rahu's sitting there with Mercury and the sun in Virgo. It's all favorable to bring up this new way of looking at stuff. It also helps you to identify who is toxic in your life that has been foreign to you before, but now it's, I see it. It will help you to discern between what's right and wrong, and you'll follow your gut. And as we experienced in the meditation today, maybe we'll hear from some of you, but it's very, it's such an incredible feeling to go back to that gut feeling, you know, as we did before, and then that helped us to be successful and to avoid situations that weren't in alignment with our highest purpose. And we said, oh my God, I shouldn't listen to my gut, or I should have listened to my gut, and I didn't, or I'm listening to my gut, and it all worked out, right? So you want to, Rahu, that energy will be there because it will make you to feel a certain way and that you have to trust that. That's your intuition and you trust it. You don't get scared about it. You just know, okay, that's I'm not in alignment with that. So let it go. In the long run or in the short run even too, you will see, oh my God, it's a blessing in disguise. Then you will see miracle, miracle, miracle. So those great blessings are going to come, and then you know, Mahalaya, as you were mentioning, which we're already getting into, I can feel it every new moon. And here's another little secret, every Thursday of the week, because Guru's grace is dispelling that darkness, because Guru represents Thursday, the planet Jupiter rules Thursday. And so Guru is the Sanskrit word for Jupiter. And so Jupiter is also the spiritual teacher. So the secret of teachings can be revealed. So there's a secret. If you pay attention to your ancestors on a Thursday, especially, you should do it every day, but just especially, do your Mahatarpana many times. You can do one after the other until you feel that your ancestors have been relieved to some level. Okay? Someone shared with me about that. I had a coaching session with her this week, and she said, I didn't realize that I could just keep doing the tarpanum over and over until I felt a shift. I said, absolutely. You can do it once every day, but then if you do it several times, you will feel this relief because you're asking the ancestors to stop corrupting your DNA. Stop corrupting your relationships, your finances, your health, your business or job pursuits. So do it consecutively. So I'm offering you this. Stop corrupting my DNA. Give the offering. Wait a couple of seconds. Do it again. Do it again. And you will feel in your body, in your mind, in your soul, something has been released. And when you feel that at that level, or you're satisfied, okay, I've done what I can do up until this point, and I have to get going on with my day. So this person wrote back to me and said, oh my God, it worked. So that's the secret. You can do it on a Thursday as well, new moon as well. There are other days as well that we talk about. But Mahalaya, September 28th to October 12th, like Radha had shared, it's a time where you will feel in your genes, because you share the same DNA as your ancestors. You'll really feel it. Some people have headaches. Some people feel sick. Some people feel really lethargic. Some people feel totally energized. Some people feel like this is they've had the first breakthrough forever in their life. And that is an indication of all the tarpanum you've been doing, all the participation in any of the remedies for ancestors over the years is finally culminating, and it's breaking through at this period of time, and you feel tremendous support and joy and blessings coming from the ancestors. And because you're on the spiritual path and studying with Dr. Pillai in particular, at some point in this lifetime or other lifetimes, before you even got here in this lifetime, you carried that same desire, which was to help this lineage to evolve. You wanted to do it. Otherwise, your brother or your sister would be here. Or your mother. And maybe you are here. Fantastic. Right? So participate it, just do your tarpanum offering. If you can just do it at home, it's free, it doesn't cost you anything, you just do it. If you can participate in AstroVet or Pillai Center services, it's so, so important to do that. Because you can be spiritual, you can think you're spiritual, you can be on the path and everything, doing all these remedies. If you don't pay attention to your ancestors, you will not move forward. So it's not just to get material thing and blessings here in this life, this material life. It's so that you can progress spiritually. Because you have some, the saying is the sins of the father, right? Coming through the lineage. It's just a saying. It's not a gender thing. But it's just, there's a truth to it, right? Because without the sperm, you can get pregnant, So that maybe happens first. I don't know. But not to get too caught up in that, but the ancestors, there's some mistake or some disturbance in ancestors. Knowingly or unknowingly, they did what they did. They're gone now. However, that memory is in you and it gets evoked. Whenever they're struggling in higher realms, that is waking up in you. Oh my God, this could be related to my ancestors. I have to do this. So if that is compelling you, then that is your ancestors saying, you need to get some attention put here and get some support for them to evolve so that they, as they evolve, it's actually a two-way thing. As they evolve, they just pour blessings because they're like, thank you, thank you, thank you. You did the thing that I can't do because I'm not in the physical form. And I can't do those tarpanum rituals and everything on the earth plane. I don't have access. I messed up, so I can't get to, but I will disturb everybody here to wake everybody up so that somebody in the lineage will do something. Then they will bless you. And not you, everybody in your lineage. So You decided to accept this mission. So do it. And then see. Navaratri is coming up after that, and that's the time of the goddesses. So, again, we'll talk about that. So these are what we have discovered with Dr. Pillai, that every time he takes us as a community, a global community, through every year, he points us, all our consciousness, all our focus goes into these vortexes of time or vortices of time that you can tune in and pull, draw some tremendous amount of spiritual energy and support and blessings from a divine being or archetype or your ancestors or planets or, you know, something that's non-physical. It's not in this world, but it makes up this world and makes up you. Again, as you close your eyes, you're in another world. But you're still here. So how does that work? That's what it is. You're connected, but you just don't realize how easy it will be to, when you go into these realms, and someone wrote to me, what if I fall asleep? How will I know that Ganesha is blessing me? It's a good question. How will you know anybody's blessing you? Because you'll be totally blanked out. You will have surrendered to that. You will have immersed yourself in that consciousness that is taking you through a mind process. So it's settling your mind down so to the level, from the gross thinking level to the subtle, subtle, subtle level. And you're going through intentionally, knowing that if you fall asleep, you've gone so deep that you've completely gone out of your mind. You've lost your mind completely, which is great, because then you're in a realm of the unknown. And in that realm of the unknown, the divine is waking up at your soul level. What is a more powerful way to come out? Once you come back, you will have that been exposed at that very deep level to the energy that is going to guide you from this point forward. How will you know? You'll start thinking thoughts that are really powerful. Your intuition will be even before the thought that you're thinking. Oh my God, how does that happen? So all the obstacles would have gotten clear, and you would have said, oh my God, I was thinking that. I was thinking I should do that. Well, no one else is thinking it. You should think it. So who is thinking before the thinking? You're thinking. Is the divine, the grace, when you immerse yourself intentionally into a meditative practice for a specific deity to give you help and support, then that intention is going to get fulfilled, whether you think about it or not. Now, what happens to some people is they come out and they go, oh, I don't know, and they negate. And then that energy blocks it. And then they go gum, 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 and that just kind of takes away. It's kind of like you keep throwing mud on yourself, or you keep going down the rabbit hole instead of staying above ground. Then the divine will keep guiding you wherever you go, above ground, below ground, wherever you go. Wherever you go, there you are. So in that moment, don't worry about what you did in the past or what's happening in the future, because in the now you just, oh gosh, I caught myself. Gum, 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 gum. Keep removing, keep removing, keep removing. Because I'm trusting you more than I can trust what I'm supposed to think or not think. I'll take the steps. You show me, and you'll see them, and it's fun. Mm-hmm. So that was, I hope that was able to answer the one question. Then the other question, and maybe Radha can comment more about this. Radha said to be careful with communication and technology because of the influence of Mercury, and Mercury is in retrograde. So Radha, do you want to comment on that?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, can.
Okay, good. Well, my take on the Mercury is that it's not necessarily going to be bad, Mercury retrograde, but it's going to be very for each person. depending if you have a really strong Mercury in your birth chart, then, you know, it could be like a really, it could be a positive thing. You could really be enhancing your command of technology, for example, or your public speaking. But I would still say, you know, be careful anyway, because it's just really strong, having the Mercury being exalted and retrograde. You know, when anything has that much power, it could be, you know, they say that exalted planets, they have like the best effects for your soul, but it's not always the best, causing the best effects in the practical world. You know, it could feel like there are some problems in the physical world. Or what if someone, on the other hand, has like kind of a weak Mercury in their birth chart? Then I think there would be more potential to have problems and, you know, miscommunications, and definitely, you know, sending the email before thinking instead of vice versa and stuff like that. That's my take on it. I mean, what do you think, Sucharita?
Yeah, it's great. I'm glad that you shared that, Radha, because it just tweaked in me. If we are in that kind of situation where I just had this visual of one of the masters he had, I was reading, this is years ago and I use it quite frequently, is that we can think we're enlightened or we know something. So Mercury being in Virgo, it sounds like, hey, it knows everything and it's a really great position for the sun to be and you can create wealth and everything. But you can also get too caught up in that you're doing it. And, you know, the ego gets in the way. And then when the ego gets in the way, then it shuts down possibilities for the divine to come in and make it in a different way, make it happen in a different way. So it's actually helping us to, you know, pay attention. Just because we know something or we're enlightened about something or we're really good or we're exalted at something, that can also, we have to be careful with that power, that energy. We have to use it wisely. So we have to trust in our intuition. So instead of knowing it and intellectualizing and analyzing, which are great ways that Mercury gets its point across, and in communication, verbal communication, technology, business, everything else, when you have an exalted or you have a weak Mercury, then you have to really go inside and use the energy of Mercury to create intuition and heal the situation. So subtle. So it's almost like we get to transmute that energy if we have exalted Mercury or if we have a weak Mercury or anything in between. We just say, oh, this is a great opportunity for me to transmute that energy, to transmute it into something really divine, really sublime, and then help others to rise to the occasion. And so what if they say the thought that you're thinking? I appreciate it more when people say, hey, how about if we do it this way? And I go, great, I think that's perfect, because they're coming up with it themselves. You might have the thought, but then you have a thought of a better way of doing something, and then you express it, and people go, oh, she just knows it all, or he just knows it all. And that doesn't put good energy in the space. So what you can do is maybe take it so that you ask the divine, show me how I can transmute it so it works through me, this high Mercury energy power, Rahu, Sun, coming through the sixth house. And then you will be elevating it to that level of selfless service. So selfless service doesn't mean you can go do charity or else, yes, it does. It can be if that's what you want to do. You know, doing the phonemic intelligence, get involved with that. Do that service to bring more intelligence into other people's lives and into your own life. But it can mean that you're just in your way of being, you're allowing that divine energy to come through, to communicate through you. So you don't have to say a word. You just think the thought and hold the space for that person who's sitting in front of you to come up with the idea that this is a great idea, right? Not that you're manipulating it. You're just focusing the energy. The intention is set so that that person can be elevated to that status of receiving that thought, which would be the great way to do it if you know that in a business sense, or if you know it is a healer, or, you know, you're a doctor, whatever it is, because healing energy is really going to come alive now. And also, not just allopathy, but naturopathy, all those Ayurveda and homeopathy and, you know, Chinese medicine, acupuncture, all those soft tissue therapy. So those kinds of healing modalities are going to be revisiting and become more mainstream. So that way, if you are one of those people who have been in that area of practice in your life, in your professional life, or in your, you know, naturally attuned or aligned with it, this is your time to really be that. So bring that healing energy. Now you don't have to be a natural health practitioner. You can bring healing energy to the workplace by just having these thoughts. I really want to heal this whole workplace. I want the divine to work through me and heal this workplace. That's how my big eye, my divine eye in me wants to step aside of my ego and say, I'm doing it. The divine eye can just be a channel for that, or a conduit, or, you know, the presence of you is holding that energy, holding that space for others to heal and be more in harmony or in alignment with that. So if you have powerful Mercury or weak Mercury or anything in between, this is a really great time to just do your practices. Be very detailed oriented in your practices, meaning that you just say, I'm going to be practical. I'm going to put into my practice every day one spiritual technique or tool or meditation or mantra. That's all you need to do. Which one is it? Just let the divine decide. Intuit it. This is what I got to do today. Yes, I have 50,000 other remedies and practices and everything else that I have to be, I could be doing, because that's what I've learned and all the rest. But in the now, when you now-eyes your brain and now-eyes your thinking, then you are opening yourself up to a subtle realm that says, do this. And how will you know? Someone will ping you on Skype, talk to Ganesha. You are having technical issues. Now I'm so happy because I understand the technical issues are coming because I'm supposed to get a heads up. Mercury's going into retrograde. Retrograde to me anyways, and correct me if I'm wrong, Radha, is it just goes, you can turn inwardly more. You can look inside of yourself and take a retrospective look at how you take a pause in your life and how you would have responded. You would have communicated. You would have thought. And then see that, oh, my God, I don't think that way anymore. And this is all happening in a split second. But I'm just slowing it down, like a retrograde is kind of like retrograde look or retrospection, inspection. You know, it's helping you to giving the illusion that you're going backwards, but you're not. You're moving forward, but the divine is pushing you forward in a way that's more subtle and more powerful. So instead of saying, ah, I know this, I know that, and blah, 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 and making people go too crazy, and then they shut down. So we don't want to shut people down. We want to open up the divine inside of us, so that energy comes in, and then it says, this is how it's going to go. And you look at it and go, wow, this is even better than what I thought I could do, right? So I hope that has been helpful, Radha, in explaining it a little bit more. Oh, did you just mute yourself?
Oh, yes. Hi, thank you so much. I liked your perspective on the Mercury going retrograde and how we can go inside. I always love hearing your perspective on things. And it just reminded me, too, that, you know, what if someone has a weak Mercury in their birth chart? it's not fixed. It could be made better. That's what I love about Vedic astrology, because just like Virgo, it's very practical. Because we know the problems we have if we have a problem communicating, speaking in front of groups, etc., or it's hard for us to learn, you know, computer things. But we can make it better with doing some simple remedies. You know, even just chanting the mantra of Mercury, Om Buddhaya Namaha. Om Buddhaya Namaha. You know, that's a way to make friends with Mercury. And so it's actually like a really neat practice. You can just make friends with these energies. And then you start to resonate with them. And they send you blessings instead of problems. I know you have a lot of experience with doing remedies, Sucharita.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And as Dr. Pillai was saying in just recently, and I forget if it was in a YouTube or if it was in a webcast, but the message came really strong that, can you imagine if you didn't do remedies, what your life would be, right? So, because somebody came to him and said, you know, I'm doing remedies, and this is a very common thing that people say. And it's not just to Dr. Pillai, but to anyone who's working in doing service, or even members in the program, devotees and students alike. We all run into this situation. Oh my God, I've done so many remedies. I've done so much mantras. I'm doing so much meditation. I'm taking all the programs. And why is this happening? How come I'm not getting a breakthrough? Can you imagine if you didn't? Because it's not just for you that you're doing this. Remember, just it's all about remembering why you are here on this earth plane. You decided, your soul, for some fabulous reason, decided that you should come at this point in time when the golden age is being rung in. And you decided to be the one of your lineage, your family lineage, whether you know your family members or not, or how well you know them or not, or how messed up you think you are and they are or not. That is being awakened in you. You're remembering, oh, that's why I decided to be the forerunner. So it's not only you just going on your path and doing all these remedies for yourself. You're also carrying that within you, that DNA that says, okay, wait a minute, you are so powerful that you can, by doing these remedies, you can help us. Not that you should go to your family members and say, do you know what I do for you? You should pay me. No, not like that. You know, you're doing it in this selfless way, like at the soul level, because you can have to pat yourself on the back because you decided at that soul level when you wanted to come into this lifetime, you said, okay, God, Goddess, whoever you are going to send me here, you better wake up inside of me that I know you're always with me and I've got to clean up this mess. Just keep making me to remember. And then the divine has shown you, and will continue to if you stay with Dr. Pillai, that you will be shown all the steps along the way. So really, if you're just following naturally to and tuning in to all these power times, whether you can afford to or not, there's lots of free stuff too. And then as you start to see things are shifting, then you can afford to do it. And the God only knows. The Goddess only knows. That divine being only knows. That soul within you only knows what you can and cannot do. It's just that some of us will know, I need premier services now. Because if I couldn't do it before, but I'm doing it now. Because I said before, if I can ever do this, I want to be able to do it. If I can ever sponsor a Hope Center, I want to be able to do it, and then all of a sudden the money comes and you don't do it, you've actually dissed your own self. So Mercury Rahu, Sun, transiting this sixth house, it's a really powerful time to go inside and take inventory. And you see what your vow has been. And if you said in the past, God, if you get me through this, I will do such and such, and you haven't done it, get doing some remedies. And again, you don't have to necessarily pay, but although, you know, you want to, oh my gosh, I'm the one who said I was going to do this, and then I didn't do it. Oh my God, I better do it. That's all. So, so just can look into whatever it is you want. Ply Center has tons of YouTube videos, tons of YouTube teachings from Dr. Ply, and then there's other people who have commented or they have done, you know, shared their experiences. The Shreembrzy Challenge. Go if you. I know a lot of people say, "Oh, I don't want to be on Facebook." Just for a moment. Let's just say for a moment. Can you imagine, even if you have an aversion to Facebook, if you're in a Facebook group that is supported by the divine and cultivating wealth consciousness, what is that doing to Facebook? Wah! Right? It's making it to be something different, right? So that might be a challenge for you to say, you know what, I'm going to throw away my old thinking and trust, because this is a protected place, and I can share about wealth consciousness, and then the divine is coming in, and imagine if I didn't do it. Then, and it exploded, and Facebook became, you know, this community across the whole internet where everybody was experiencing wealth consciousness and doing things for the world where the wealth was getting distributed. That consciousness was getting distributed fairly across the board. Oh, my God. Then you would say, oh, I'm so glad I did that, because I didn't think it was going to do anything, but wow, it really did. So, you know, dream big. You know, go big or go home. Right. Not that, you know, anyone is forcing you, but you see where you create your own stops when there's opportunities to participate on some level. And you can be anonymous, but just being a part of it, you know. Yeah, your name has to go in there, but you can just, you don't have to participate. You can just put your name in there in prayers. And you're being a part of a space, just like there's tons of you here in the calls and in the program. Listening to the recordings afterwards, and then you know this message is getting out to people in all corners of the globe. This conversation, Dr. Ply's blessings coming through, this knowledge, and whether you understand it on an intellectual level, that doesn't really matter. In fact, it kind of can hinder, you know, because it keeps you stuck in the past. Yeah, I know everything. Been there, done that, block, or in the future, oh yeah, this is going to happen, ah, that's not going to happen, block, right? So it teaches us all to really be present to the now, even if we seem like we're doing the same thing over and over. Time moves, and with our awareness and our attention, then we're using our time wisely, not in the past, not in the future. It's just boom, like a laser focus, and lasering out negativity, energizing great stuff. If there are any callers who would like to share something at this point, you're welcome to share any time. You can interrupt any time, and how you need to do that, or how you can do that, is just press *6. And then you'll be able to ask a question or comment maybe on your practice. You can ask either myself or Radha or any of the members. And then we will happily share with you whatever we can to satisfy your question or I'll add to your comments, experiences. So you can just press star 6.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Joyce. I'm in Delaware. And I just have a technical question. What is your replay phone number for this? I have the old phone number, and I'm assuming it's not the same.
Yeah, so Joyce, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Joyce, can you log on to Ply Center, to the blog?
Sure, yeah.
Because there's recordings right there, so you don't have to use your phone.
Sure, I'm happy to do that, and I have. It's just sometimes if they don't pop right up on the blog, and you have been doing a phenomenal job of doing that, so thank you. It's just I was thinking that if I needed to, if you had the replay number.
It's right here. I'm looking on the conference right now, and it is playback. Okay, 605.
Okay.
562.
Okay.
3149.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, and then you just press in the code, right?
And the access code is the same as the live number?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it looks like the playback recording is only one number out. It's instead of 0 at the end, it's 9 at the end.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. And how was your experience? How long have you known Dr. Ply?
You know, I knew him back when he was, before he took the name Dr. Pillai.
Okay.
And just was led to him by Wayne Dyer and just loved him. So, and your calls are fabulous. I've only been listening to you for about a year and a half now. So you can see the courage it took to ask you this question.
So is it helpful, Joyce? Are you learning a lot or?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Just love it.
Okay, good. And how is it showing up in your life? Just so that we can share with other members.
Oh, just every day. How I handle things, how I choose to look at things. I think that's probably the biggest step for me, which is a big step.
Great. So are you looking at it with more, sort of wisdom? You're knowing when to say things and when not to, or do things and when not to do, and is it kind of like that?
Well, not as often as I would like.
I know, right?
Yeah. But just remembering, and what I've learned, the different mantras for different things, and you're right, it'll just come to me and say, okay, I can just do this one, or I can just do that one. And that's what's been wonderful for me, is a wealth of information I have learned that I can fall back on. And I think that's what's been really great, because when you don't know where to go, it's nice to fall back on something.
Right. Well, that's great, Joyce. Well, thank you so much for sharing. And also, Joyce, I'm so happy that you mentioned about Dr. Wayne Dyer. Because I don't know if you know, but he recently passed. And so I wanted to just, in the community here, just take a moment, just take a few seconds maybe, and just go internally and pray for Dr. Wayne Dyer's soul, because for a lot of us, that was how we connected with Dr. Ply. Or a lot of us, how we benefited on our path of personal transformation. He was a great speaker, and even if you don't know who he is, you can Google him afterwards. But let's just take a moment now and just go into our hearts and ask the divine to allow for his soul to rest in peace and evolve, and for him to bless us from great heights, because he was a great man here on the earth plane. His name will live on forever. So let's just take a moment and go in your hearts and pray. So thank you, everyone. And our hearts and prayers go out to his family and everyone who's his followers, whether that's some of you here or many of you here or who you know has followed Dr. Wayne Dyer. He is also the one who Dr. Pillai had given the awe meditation to. So Dr. Pillai saw great things in Wayne Dyer, and he shared with him the awe meditation, which touched millions around the world and brought the teachings of the Siddhas to the rest of the world in the mainstream. And Dr. Pillai and Wayne Dyer remained friends, colleagues on the path for up until he's passed. And probably, you know, Dr. Pillai is doing things for him as well, so his soul is at rest in peace. So thank you so much for reminding me about that, because he just passed recently. So any other questions, comments? All right. Well, it has been a wonderful blessing to have Radha here, our Vedic astrologer, who is a longtime devotee of Dr. Pillai, student of Dr. Pillai. She's in all the programs. She's done tremendous service to Pillai Center, getting us on to the online programs in the past several years. And so I really, really appreciate it, Radha. And your messages are always very helpful and insightful for everyone. So the next 30 days, we have these great ways to look into our lives and then do a little inventory all the time. And then as we do this practice, you know, Joyce was saying, I would like to be more alert and more aware. Well, this is where your intuition can be really noticeably transformed during this time, and in very innovative ways and very big ways, you will make an impact and then bring a lot of healing energy, hidden healing energy, which is great, right? Because you're not in the way. It just is coming through. It's even hiding from you, the ability. So thanks, Radha, for doing that. And thanks to everybody who's joining every week and who writes in and asks your questions. And we'll get the blog postings up as soon as we can. And Radha sends out the emails. Yagna writes them up, and then Radha sends them out. So we'll get that all available to you. And please pray to Ganesha every day of this week. And if you can, sponsor a clay Ganesha. Somebody just pinged me on Skype and said, I'm going to sponsor 9 clay Ganeshas. So I can, there's probably a cookie I can sponsor for this person, this person, this person, this person in my life. Because that's how you will know if this is working, this spiritual technology is working. You'll see the results, right? And so you go with that intention and say, this is all I can do. Please do this for me, Divine. Take care. Okay. All right, last call for questions. Or Radha, did you want to come in and say a last anything before we wrap?
Hi, this is Radha.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have anything else to add. This is nice being here and to practice the techniques and the community. And, you know, it is really practical what we do here on Sundays with Sucharita, because, you know, it really, for me, reinforces how I can integrate Dr. Pillai's techniques into my life. And Virgo is all about practicality. So,
right.
Yeah, I just thought I'd mention that.
It's great. Well, thank you so much, Radha, for doing this and for all your selfless service. And you do it with such a smile and such joy. So it's great. Thank you.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
All right. Is there anyone else who has a question or they want to comment before we wrap today? All right. So you can send your questions, if you're shy about talking on the phone, you can send your questions to sundayswithsucharita@plycenter.com or sucharita@plycenter.com. And Radha, I'll just ask you to add that to the blog. If you'd like to have a coaching session one-on-one with me, then you can just write to either of those email IDs. Or if you have any questions about what has been shared during these calls, or, you know, if you need some guidance on, well, I don't know which remedy to do and which is the best one for me, I'm happy to give you some guidance around that as well. So we'll wrap it up, everyone. Have an amazing rest of your weekend, wherever you are in the world, and week ahead. And happy Ganesha's birthday. Happy Sun Transit. And we'll see you on Sunday and hear what your experiences have been as you watch the free, they're free, two webcasts, either on the 16th or the 17th of this, which is going to be Wednesday and Thursday according to the Eastern Daylight Calendar. And you can check that out on AstroVed, because their calendar might be a little bit different. So you just go under events, and then there will be a calendar that pulls up, and you'll see when those webcasts are. Or you can press select the Ganesha specials, and then that will tell you when the free webcasts are. So watch those free fire labs, because that energy that you will experience while it's happening, holy cow, it will be totally transforming to you. It will go beyond your mind, beyond all your thinking, and that energy will get absorbed into you, and then you will feel that energy dispelling all the obstacles in your life thereafter. So those are free, or as Radha said, you can participate, and then your name and your birth star will go in that service. So take care, everyone. God bless you. Have a wonderful week ahead, and we'll see you next Sunday. Take care, and God bless. Bye-bye.